Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The KDKA Morning News with Larry, Richard, and John Shumway.
You're listening to the voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. Good morning, and thanks for being with us this morning as the president wings his way towards Pittsburgh a little bit later today.
He'll visit H&K Equipment in North Fayette Township off of Montour Run. George Cook is the president and CEO. He doesn't know the president personally, supports his policies, and welcomes him to his business, where he said he's flourished, gone from 3 employees to 300, and had his best year ever last year.
And he credits a lot of what's been going on with the Trump administration and tax reform. And we are joined on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh newsline by United States Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Senator, I have a really practical question for you, and that is, if the government shuts down tomorrow, what effect will we see as citizens?
Most citizens won't see much. You know, all of the big mandatory programs like Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid, they're on autopilot, so they continue unaffected. All essential services, anything that's deemed to be essential, continues, like air traffic control and TSA and, you know, that sort of thing. Parks will close. There are various aspects of government activities that do close down. But you know, the average person won't see much. By the way, I think it's unlikely that we have a government shutdown, this partial government shutdown, but it is possible.
Senator, this is going to be very simplified, but tell me if this is accurate in the way you're seeing it this morning. The Republicans have a plan to keep the government running. Democrats say, okay, we'll go along with that, but at the same time, we want to see an agreement on DACA. And the Republicans are saying, well, there's not going to be any DACA unless we have, well, the president specifically wants the wall and some border provisions. So it's kind of like a vicious circle. If you give us the votes on this, we'll give you the votes on that. And nobody's willing to compromise at this point. Is that accurate?
Well, some of it is. I think of it a little bit differently. I think this funding measure is a compromise. For instance, our Democratic colleagues have insisted very, very passionately that we reauthorize the CHIP program, which is a health insurance plan for kids. They want a very long-term reauthorization. Most Republicans want a shorter term so that we have more periodic opportunities to reform the program. Well, in this funding bill that keeps the government open for the next 4 weeks, we reauthorize the CHIP program for 6 years. So I think that's longer than we've ever reauthorized. Usually it's been 5 years. We also repeal the medical device tax, which is a terrible tax, and many of my Democratic colleagues agree that that should go. So it keeps the government open. It reauthorizes the Children's Insurance Program. It repeals medical device tax, a couple of other it doesn't repeal, I should say. It suspends it for 2 years. And it's 4 weeks during which the idea is to reach some kind of agreement on DACA, which, by the way, I think we should be able to reach an agreement. I think this is a sensible step. I'll be surprised if the Democrats want to shut the government down over the fact that we don't have an agreement on DACA at the moment.
Regardless of politics, and by the way, we're with United States Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania. Senator, so far we're seeing companies based on the tax reform come out and start giving, for instance, Southwest Airlines, each employee $1,000 bonus, and other companies are following suit.
Apple today, $2,500 per employee.
Wow.
It's all of the sudden, and Apple says that they're going to try to move some of their offshore work back to the United States.
Right.
That part seems to be working.
It really is. look, this is exactly what we expected would happen. I will confess, I didn't expect it to happen this quickly, but I'm thrilled. I mean, we have many hundreds of companies now and several million American workers who are getting a bonus or a pay raise or an increase to their pension fund or both or all of the above. We've got dozens and dozens of companies that have established a new minimum wage for their employees that often it's as high as $15 an hour. This includes the biggest employer in, actually, I think in the world, Walmart, the biggest private employer. So, look, there is no question in my mind that if we lowered taxes and allowed American business to be competitive globally, much of that benefit would end up in the hands of employees. I just didn't think it would happen this quickly. So I'm thrilled.
Well, Senator, you know, you see this, we see the bonuses, we see the positive things that are happening. The stock market is loving all of this. My question is, as you watch the day-to-day activities coming out of the Trump administration, does it ever surprise you, or what's your reaction to, occasionally we get these incredibly divisive tweets from the president when things seem to be going so well?
Yeah, look, I've argued that if you look at what the president actually does, right, rolling back excessive regulation, opening up energy development, dramatic reform of the tax code, even internationally, really finally clamping down hard on ISIS, allowing the people of Ukraine to defend themselves against the Russians, bringing the Chinese to the table with respect to North Korea. The president, there's a lot of good things that have been happening. Unfortunately, periodically, there are comments or tweets that are really counterproductive and really allow some in the media to shift their focus away from the good constructive things that are happening and you know, focus on a distraction. So that's been unfortunate, but you know, my job is to accomplish as much as I can for the people of Pennsylvania, and we have a president who will sign the legislation that I think is constructive, like this biggest tax reform in 31 years, opening up ANWR for responsible drilling, repealing the individual mandate of Obamacare. That was all done in you know, in this last bill. So I think the important thing to focus on is what's actually happening.
How's the sensitivity to the opioid crisis in Washington when it comes to states? And part of your job is to, you know, be on top of that and get as much help as you can to help us.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it is a very, very high awareness and sensitivity. It does affect very many states. Not all states, to be honest. There are some where this has not really hit hard. But, boy, where it's hit, like in Pennsylvania, and really all of the northern Appalachian states into New England, it's been absolutely devastating. So, you know, I've introduced legislation that's meant to be helpful. And I don't know of anybody who thinks there's a silver bullet that solves this whole problem, but my legislation would make it much more difficult to divert opioids through the Medicare program, where we know that has been happening. And so I'm working with the administration now on the rules and the mechanism by which we would implement this. The legislation passed last year. But there's an awful lot more that needs to be done. We're hearing, we're getting input from affected people, from experts, from healthcare providers, law enforcement, people who understand addiction, recovering addicts, to try to understand what are the various things that we need to do, because there's no question it's absolutely devastating and the biggest public health problem we've had in a very long time.
United States Senator Pat Toomey representing Pennsylvania. Appreciate your time, and let's talk again.
Sure. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you, Senator. On our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!